Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifest Podcast. My name is Sarah Prout. I am a manifestation mentor. I'm a best-selling author. I'm a mother of four. And I'm here today to share with you three steps to take your manifestation powers back. Now, this is assuming that you either believe that you lost them or that your powers just simply aren't working right now. So you may want to grab yourself a pen or a pencil, take out your notes. You may want to take a walk with me, do whatever feels good, because today's episode is really going to help you to peel back the layers of understanding the energetics of how you are creating and attracting your reality. Let's dive in.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so before we dive in right now, I just need to give you a very quick life update. I know in the previous episode, I was talking about how my family and I have been really experiencing deep grief since the loss of our dog Merlin, who passed away unexpectedly a few weeks ago now. And so this really changed internally our emotional landscape. As any of you know, if you have experienced any level of loss throughout your life, it can be confronting, because you explore what you want in your life, what you tolerate in your life, where you want to live your life, and who you want to surround yourself with. And so, as you guys know, or maybe you don't know, but just to fill you in, we have spent the last 4 months in Sag Harbor in the Hamptons. And before that, we were in Las Vegas for a little bit. And before that, we put all of our stuff into storage in Florida, which is where we have been living for 18 months, I think we were there. And so we decided to go nomadic until we could truly decide where we were going to put roots down. Now, around the same time that Merlin died, we knew that we were coming back to Las Vegas. We had made the decision. We were going to come back in December 26th, and we decided not to rush it. So we extended our trip until February the 1st. And we knew that we were coming back to Las Vegas because we've got friends here, dear friends, that are friends for life. The kids have their Taekwondo studio that they love. But that was really it. We examined how it felt for us over the last, oh my gosh, nearly nine years that we've been dipping in and out of Las Vegas. And we realize now that we cannot stay here forever. My son Thomas currently lives here, but he has no intentions of being here forever. Olivia, my daughter, is in Australia right now. And the thought of her coming back to Las Vegas, there really isn't the alignment that she needs. Now, every place that a person chooses needs to be in the energetic alignment with what they can make peace with. And I feel like, just like relationships, locations are very similar in terms you get what you need from the relationship to heal and grow, and then you move on to that next chapter. Unless you find your forever home, which a lot of people do, and that's fantastic. But I feel like I have been, somewhat of a, how do I put this, relationship hopper when it comes to different locations. I have lived in over 43 homes in 44 years. That doesn't include Airbnb stays, by the way. And it's just become apparently clear to us that every time that we are away from the Hamptons, we just want to be in the Hamptons. When we were in Florida, when we lived in Vero Beach, we loved the beach there, but it wasn't the Hamptons beach. You know, when we lived in Windermere in Orlando, we loved it there. We loved the climate, but we were still craving to go back to the Hamptons. Same with Vegas. And so every time that we really examined what we want, we were kind of ignoring it for a long time. And then we realized, my gosh, it has such a strong hold on our hearts. It is a soul home. Why don't we put down roots and make the commitment to live there forever? And when I say forever, nothing's forever, right? So we could change our minds at some point. But for now, especially at this stage of our lives when our little girls are homeschooled and our business is growing and all of the good things that are happening right now, it feels like the right place to be. And I need to be around trees. It's a non-negotiable for me. If you've listened to this podcast over the last few months, I think I've referenced how much I love the water, the trees, the earth, and my time in the desert feels like it's coming to a close. So right now, Sean left this morning with the car that we shipped from Sag Harbor back to Las Vegas because we weren't sure. But we had a whole bunch of stuff in a storage unit here. And we've also got two other dogs, Cookie and Pepper. And so Sean took the car and he's in California right now visiting his mum who had a surgery. And so she's in recovery right now. So he went to go and visit her. And then he's going to drive from California all the way to New York. And then on Saturday, next Saturday, he will be picking me up. So it is once again another Prout Simpson adventure. But today's topic, let's dive in, is three steps to take your manifestation powers back. And like I said, this is assuming that you believe that you have lost them in some way, or they're not as sharp or in focus as they used to be, or simply they're just not working. You may have set a powerful intention and you're still not seeing the physical evidence of it coming into your reality. So manifestation, specifically the art of bringing your deepest desires to life through intention and belief through your emotions, is a power that is, I believe, inherent in all of us. And so sometimes, and this is perfectly normal, it feels as though this innate ability is just a little bit out of reach. It can be or feel like it's buried under layers of doubt, fear, anxiety, and the hustle of everyday life, which I'm sure so many of you can relate to. And so if you found yourself disconnected from your power to manifest, there are three transformative steps to reclaim it and start shaping the life that you know that you are meant to experience. So let's dive in. Step one, recognize your power as a creator. And to be clear, this is not claiming that you are the creator, that you are God. I think that there's a real danger in that when you don't show reverence to that higher power. But what I believe is that you are a co-creator with the divine, the universal energy and life force that flows through you. You are the universe. But you kind of have to be careful how you phrase that, because sometimes it can come across as if you've got some kind of a God complex. So you want to avoid that at all possible costs. And so the first step here in reclaiming your manifestation powers is to remember and realize that you at your core are a powerful creator. You are a powerful creator. And this realization is foundational. Every single person that walks on this beautiful planet, this rock hurling through space, has the inherent ability to manifest their desires into reality. Everyone, without exception. Everybody manifests. Everybody just manifests at a different energetic band of frequency. And so the universe within you is designed to support your creations, responding to the energies you generate through your thoughts, your emotions, and your beliefs. And also, and this is a bit of a bonus here, through your inspired actions. So to ignite this power, you start by affirming your powers and using affirmations that resonate with your spirit, such as, I am a powerful creator, or even perhaps, I manifest my desires with ease. These affirmations tend to really help to reprogram any lingering doubts in your subconscious mind by gradually aligning your inner world with the manifestation powers that you possess. So step two is to clarify your desires and intentions. So once you've embraced your identity as a creator, the next step is to get crystal clear about what you wish to manifest. Clarity acts as the beacon for your energies, guiding them towards the realization of your desires. So start by asking yourself what you truly want. Just like I mentioned, Sean and I asked ourselves, what do we truly want? Where do we want to live? How do we want to experience our lifestyle? And so this could range from material goals like a new job or a home to emotional states such as happiness or peace or feeling settled. As you define your desires, by the way, it's really crucial to align them with your highest good and the good of all involved. So if you have an intention that, you know, like you really want your ex-husband to suffer, that's not going to work, right? Because the energy that you put out there comes back to you. So you really want to be energetically responsible. And so this alignment ensures that your manifestations serve not just your purpose, but also contribute positively to the world around you. So write down your intentions, visualize them coming to life, and feel these emotions associated with their realization as if they are happening now. This is the key secret. And this process strengthens the signal you send to the universe, making your manifestations more potent and more aligned. And by the way, if you do want somewhere to write down your daily intentions, check out the Dear Universe Journal by going to DearUniverse.com. Step number three is to cultivate trust and to let go. And this is really tough because basically it's an invitation to stop overthinking. I know so many of you out there are the classic overthinkers, looking into things, analyzing, discussing things, fixation, focusing. And so when you engage in this final step in reclaiming your manifestation powers, you cultivate that trust in the universe to let go of your attachment to the outcome. I've given so many examples in this podcast over the years of how I have really wanted something so much. And then by neutralizing that energy, it actually opens up the field of infinite possibilities so much more. I gave an example, I've done this a few times now, where I gave the example of when I thought that I was having a miscarriage. I'd been through 5 miscarriages in 10 months and I was showing all of the signs. So I went to the emergency room and they gave me a scan. And it was while I was waiting in the waiting room, when I was just with my thoughts, with my fear, with my anxiety, that I made that decision point to neutralize the energy. And I took out my phone on the notes app and I wrote a message to my baby saying that it was okay if she chose to leave, it was okay if she chose to stay. I was just honored to go through the experience. And I do believe that it was through that neutralization of the energy that when I did have the scan, I saw her little heartbeat at just 5 weeks and 3 days, and they gave her a 20% chance of survival. And I said, I'll take it. I will take that 20%, and every single day I will celebrate that as a milestone. And sure enough, Lulu turns 9 next month. I still can't believe it. Like, the time has just flown by. So letting go is cultivating that trust in the universe and neutralizing the energy. And letting go doesn't mean that you give up on your dreams. It just means that you're releasing the tension and the anxiety that come from trying to force outcomes. This is really where you get masterful at the energetics behind what you want to manifest, whether it is a pay increase at work, or whether you want to increase the revenue that you generate within your business. This is something that you need to remember. What is meant for you will manifest. So when it comes to reclaiming your manifestation powers, it's a journey of remembering who you truly are, clarifying what you desire, and trusting in the universe's support. So by following these 3 steps, it's just 3 tiny steps, you'll not only enhance your ability to manifest, but also deepen your connection to the abundant universe that surrounds all of us, that's also within us. So remember, the power to create your reality has always been within you. So it's time to awaken to it once more. So if you would like this as a Substack article, you can go to sarahprout.substack.com and you can see the bullet points that I've created for step 1, step 2, and step 3 to help you to claim your manifestation powers back when sometimes, just like the different seasons through life, we go through a phase of forgetting. So I'll leave you with that for today. This was a short and sweet episode. Thank you so much for being here with me. Like I said, I'm in Las Vegas until Saturday, and then I will be back on my regular podcasting routine next week. I'm sending you so much love and gratitude. Thank you for being here. And until next time, happy manifesting.